Welcome to Raju Radio.
So in this episode, we're going to be talking about my lovely sister's sweet 16.
My birthday is August 22nd. It was this past Saturday. Mm-hmm. And, well, it was very, very fun. We had a Zoom party.
Mm-hmm. Since there was Corona around, we were in a red zone. We couldn't really do anything, so we just had a Zoom party. It was supposed to be a surprise, but my mom kind of ruined it, so...
Yeah, funny story. It was supposed to be a surprise Zoom party, but our mom, she sent the Zoom link to a group chat that I was in. So I actually opened the Zoom and the invite, and I said, like, and she came by, and I said, "Why'd you use this terrible picture of me?" And she said, "How did you find that picture? Like, how did you find the invite?" And I was like, you sent it in the group chat. She was like, "Oh my god, are you serious? It was supposed to be a surprise." So, yeah, that was so funny to me.
So, it all started at midnight.
We have, like, a tradition where every birthday at midnight, we go and wish that person.
Yeah, we've been doing it for, like, 2 or 3 years.
3 years now.
Uh-huh. And, well, we did it this time, obviously, and we woke up for her unwrapping presents, and we saw some big, some small, some medium, and I didn't actually, I bought her all of it, definitely.
No, he didn't buy me anything. I asked him.
Your Nike sweatshirts. Okay.
Yes, I asked him for Nike sweatpants, but those will come soon, I hope.
Uh-huh, definitely. but yeah, I was actually kind of excited. And so we opened it, biggest to smallest.
Smallest to biggest.
Yeah, sorry, smallest to biggest. And I was actually quite surprised with the biggest one. Do you want to tell us about that one?
So if you guys didn't listen to our gaming episode, which is, I think, our second episode, you totally should. I talk about this game called Forza, which is the only video game that I like. I'm literally obsessed with it. And so my dad got a steering wheel and pedal set that you can attach to this chair, which fully attaches to the Xbox, so you can kind of attach play with the steering wheel in Forza, which is a car game. So I've been playing that for hours every day.
So have me and our dad, like the whole family except for our mom. But honestly, I recommend that if you're playing Forza, because honestly, it's so much easier to drive. It's so much more fun. And yeah,
and you feel like you're actually driving, especially with, like,
yeah,
the setting where you can see through the windshield. So I really like that.
So if you guys don't know what my sister is talking about, like seeing through the windshield, you can actually change your, like, mode of seeing
your view.
Yeah. So, yeah, we like a mode where it's, like, a view where it's, like, you're actually driving, so, yeah.
So, in our Zoom party, we basically, what did we do? Do you want to start us off, actually?
So, at first, it kind of took us, like, 10, 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, just to get everyone, like, on and situated a little bit.
After that, we started getting into these, speeches, and my mom was the first to go, but we were gonna do it in a video.
Yeah, we had a few technical difficulties. They each took a video with a speech that they had prepared, and we're just gonna play the video, but the audio didn't work for the other members of the Zoom, so they just did a live version of it. And
Yeah, it was kind of weird because, I mean, I really thought the one in the video through, but it was a couple hours from then, and I really couldn't remember it because it was about 2 minutes long, so I...
And you didn't have any paper or anything next to you, so it was, like, totally improv.
Yeah, so I actually made 2 speeches for her, but I only made one, I would say, really bad one, because I kept on pausing because I don't know what to say. Because, I mean, like, we have so many memories together, and she's just such a kind, amazing sister.
Wow, I see. All right. So after my mom, my brother went, my dad went, and he actually said Happy New Year instead of Happy Birthday.
Yeah, I guess that was kind of the...
It was so funny. It was one of the, like, I think the funniest thing that happened the entire call. It was absolutely hilarious. That was actually, I mean, of course not staged. Totally on accident, but I still do think that's really funny. And, I mean, the rest of the speech was really nice to hear. So after them, we had a few other people speak. We had, like, 2 of my childhood friends.
One is Preeti, and she's a very good childhood friend of ours. Their whole family.
Yeah, she's like an older sister. We are like family friends, and she is I think 3rd or 4th year of college now.
Yeah, and she had her 20th birthday.
21st birthday.
Oh yeah.
A week after my birthday.
Yeah, so we also had a Zoom meeting from that, but we're going to keep this on topic for my sister, Dirty's birthday.
Yeah, another person who did a speech was Nithya, and, like, everybody, she's a childhood friend. I've known her for forever, and she...
I think her speech was, like, amazing. She totally wrote it down, and she was just, like, I could tell she really put her... heart and love into it. It was just so amazing. I had to give it a big round of applause.
Yeah, a whole bunch of people applauded me on having such a good friend like that, and I really appreciated her speech. It was very nice to hear. And since we couldn't like really meet up in person, it was really nice to hear that through the phone and through the screen. And then another person is Ahana.
Yeah, so Ahana, they're another one of our childhood friends. So they actually moved,
moved to California like 5-6 years ago, but we used to live like one house away from each other, so we were super close, always at each other's houses.
And we haven't met each other in a while, so it was really...
It's been like 2 years.
Yeah.
But I have been like, texting her a little bit, but I was not expecting any of my friends to give a speech. It was all asked. My mom asked them, and her speech was so nice, brought back so many memories, as well as Nithya's.
Yeah, I just really appreciate it, how everybody's just like making so many fun jokes about my sister, and I'm more happy than her, because just seeing everybody like loving my sister, having a great time with her on her birthday really makes me so happy, because I just want her to have an amazing birthday. And I mean, like, all I wanted to say was happy birthday and have a great time, and I'm pretty sure everybody wanted to say that.
Yeah, so after the few, speeches that my mom had asked, other people gave impromptu speeches that were also very, very nice.
Yeah, the last speech that was given was my sister's speech.
Yeah, it was a thank you speech.
Yeah, do you want to tell us about that?
My thank you speech? So, it was just kind of like on the spot. I was just thinking of what I wanted to say, and I honestly was just so grateful for so many of these people coming, and a lot of people I wouldn't normally celebrate with on my birthday, like some of my relatives in India. I don't see them in person on my birthday, so I don't celebrate with them. But this time I did celebrate with them, and it was so nice to have them there.
And, I mean, like, all I have to say about the Zoom meeting was obviously the cake was the star of the show.
Yes, at the my face was covered by the cake pretty much half the time. But at the end, we had a cake cutting.
Cutting my face off, too. Because I was sitting next to her, trying to get attention.
Yeah, that's very true. So, we cut the cake at the very end. And instead of putting a candle, my mom actually bought a sparkler, which I thought that was really cute and fun. So, I totally recommend that. And it was really good for pictures. Yeah.
And that's the end of your episode. Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And we have a few seconds of bloopers, so make sure to keep listening for that.
Please follow our Insta at Roger Radio Podcast.
Bye.
So we talked about the biggest present, which is the biggest present. And... So, guys, at the end of this episode...
Did you swallow your gum?
Yeah.